from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven. Thus ends the reading.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm so thankful and I'm excited to be here. I am a person, if you notice, I do walk around a little, okay? So I said, be yourself in the family of God. So here's a walker, okay? And that is me. Today I will talk about and communicate something that I can't do. I want to talk about light. Light cannot be articulated, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to talk about light, because light needs to be seen. But I'm going to try to talk about it just a little bit. It's from this scripture. This speaking here was right after the Beatitudes. This is a Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was talking and sharing many, many things. And this is one aspect of something that he was wanted people to understand. So here he was sharing, and then he says, you are the light of the world. I have heard that Jesus was the light of the world. And now I'm hearing you are the light of the world. Well, sometimes that gets just a little bit confusing to me, so I just have to ask the question, who is the light of the world?
I am the light of the world.
Gosh, good.
I am the light of the world.
What? Again?
I am the light of the world.
You are? Okay.
I thought I was the light of the world.
Well. My goodness, here. Here, I'm asking God a question, and here, you're the light of the world, and then you're the light of the world. And folks, some of you are my age or older. Remember the game show, To Tell the Truth? I wonder if we can figure this out here now, okay? We have to illuminate this guy right here. Because light illuminates things. He says he is the light of the world. We could ask him a bunch of questions, couldn't we? Yeah, if we played the game, we could, all right, stand up and answer this one, okay? Or we could go back here and say, I'm going to ask you a question, or we come home and we can ask you a question. Light illuminates things, doesn't it? So let me see, not very bright. If we can illuminate this, why don't we just look at that for just a minute? Just one square in this whole ceiling, but this light comes on it, we would all look at it, and guess what? You just missed somebody that might have wiped their nose back in the corner just for a minute, because we're all looking up here. You know, that's a lot about this. Let the light shine so it illuminates things. Well, the first part of this, so you can see that I do study and I do know a little bit and I am teachable. The you here is not single. It's a plural you. Like in the South, y'all. I've spent a lot of time in the South. It's a plural you. That's why it says a city set on the hill. I'm not a city by myself. I used to think I was. But no, you can't be a city, can you? All by yourself. A city placed on you. Lights up and draws attention to itself. Oh, it's a plural you, it's a multiple instance of light shining, illuminating something. So here we are. Because you see, if it was a sick, if it was just you, for example, if Jesus did say, I'm going to let you be the light of the world. How about Bruce Almighty? Remember that? You got to look at the mess he created. Well, if Jesus told me that I was the light of the world all by myself, it'd be a mess, folks. I know what it's like to be a mess. Some of you understand what I'm saying. We can get quite messed up at times. You see, I always thought, oh, if I could just play music professionally and get paid for it, don't that be nice? Well, that happened. Then that led to another place where, gee, if I could just be with people that have a name, oh, that would be great. And I had years of that. You see, following the me-ism of the light that I wanted to be led me to many, many trips in the music industry and landed in Nashville, Tennessee. Ended up there playing in the studio, playing out records. Ended up going down the road with names you would recognize. Wasn't doing all that much for me on the inside. See, life was changing quite a bit on the inside. And what was being illuminated in my home and around my life wasn't about Jesus. That's what everybody could see. It wasn't about them. Then in the 80s, whether you would like country music or not, there was a song that went across the United States, and it went across different types of music, and whether you like a lot of different types of music, this song seemed to appeal to so many people. Churches would sing it, people would sing it, groups would sing it, all kinds of groups would sing, and they would say, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. Sing it with me if you know it. That's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And yesterday's gone. Tomorrow may never be mine. So for my sin, teach me to take one day at a time. I'm you. That's all I am. You know, I'm just one person. But Lord, help me to be all I can be and all that I am, and show me a stairway that I have to climb. So for my sake, teach me to one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. I knew I wasn't alone. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And yesterday's gone. Tomorrow may never be mine. So for my sin, teach me to take one day at a time. just outside of the west side of Nashville in Davidson County, running along the Cumberland River, you'll find a facility by the name of Cumberland Heights. That song was written on the banks of the Cumberland River, right outside Cumberland Heights, sitting and written by a writer by the name of Mary John Wilkins. She wasn't the artist, she was the writer. It was written from a heart that found an aspect of our God in such a way that it illuminated hope, it illuminated some hope again that just one day at a time everything could be okay. And that's what she saw, and that's what was birthed in her heart, and that's how she saw Jesus. And so that song illuminates an aspect of hope and help to people in all kinds of need that we go through. Well, it's special to me because, you see, that's where I found Jesus also. At Cumberland Heights, where I had messed up everything, I had lost everything, I lost all those nice jobs through addiction. But I found hope. And I found something about the Lord that I misunderstood, because I had religion. And religion illuminated some things that, in my opinion, wasn't God. It was illuminating some things of harmful and hurtful to me. But here comes the compassion and the love of God. In such a way to say, I will take you as you are, will you take me? I will give you hope and I will give you a life. Will you give me yours? I'll give you a life. And just one day at a time. That peace and that joy was enough. And I followed it every day, so well over a quarter of a century. And I followed that path of following my Lord and my Savior in such a way that it led me to places where it would scare me if he said, well, someday I'm going to, well, not this guy. But I'm here to say that in walking in this day, illuminating God and staying focused on Him, whatever that day was, whatever I got from that day, was good. And I was surprised how much I liked it. Because you see, this is where afterwards, where it's saying, now let your life shine, that is signal. That's me. And that is you. So what's illuminated out of your life? I've just shared a few things that I hope's illuminated out of my life. That it's about God. It's about the one who gives me life. It's about respect. It's about honor. It's about helping. It's about giving. For God so, I learned that as a little boy. I didn't know God, but for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Right? I could memorize it, I didn't understand it. I didn't realize that he gave to me what I didn't deserve and spared me what I did deserve. And all he asked me to do is the same. See, I was discipled and trained into ministry and was asked to follow this as a guide, how to judge myself. You know, it was like this. My mentor taught me, he says, Ed, this is what I want you to do. In essential faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you must walk in unity with every other believer. I agree with that. I can do that. Yeah, sure I can. Yes. And in non-essential things, people have freedom to do what they want with it. Let them have it. Leave them alone. Don't judge them. Well, that's easy. I don't like anybody judging me. I can do that. Being young, I thought, wow, this is so simple. It's easy. The third thing, son, to all people, every person that you would meet in your life, you show respect and love of God. You know, I have found that's where all the wisdom is. Because, you know, when I don't want to do that, I'm not really allowing people to be free and to be who they are. I'll just tolerate them. And then I'm not walking in unity of the Spirit of God that brings me life, it brings me hope, it brings me peace, and brings me forgiveness, brings me all that I need. That spirit gets quenched. Next thing you know, I don't feel so hot, and I don't look so nice. And those around me are saying, are you okay? Thank God for what I'm saying today, the plural you. To be involved with the body of Christ and be around more, it helps me in my part to let my light shine. When I realize that I can come into any church as a chaplain and I can come that way and we can be a beautiful light, if I can mix in with that, I'm doing those others okay. It's when I struggle a little bit that I then need the help of others, but I also need the light of God's Word. I need the light of my Savior to illuminate in me something that I need to change. So in this season of Lent, you might be finding some things where you have made a decision to walk for a few weeks and focus on something, and you might have something might be illuminated there that you say, gee, I didn't know about that. I need to change that so my light could be a little brighter. Amen. Light of the world. We are the light of the world. I need to let my light shine. You know, the nice thing about that is interacting all these years, and some of you have been around a long time, and whatever your denomination is, and all come and learn about evangelism. Learn about the certain laws, and you know, it comes. We always try to help, and teachers are great, and they'll create things for us to learn. But you know something? I have found that in much of the studies that I went into about that, we were studying answers about questions people weren't asking. I had the answer, and they weren't asking the question. And because of the light of the passion in me, and because of who I am and is how God wants to take my light and walk with me, I'm here to tell you that I've been in many dark places. And because I have a Savior that helps me, I can go to dark places. The reason I can go to dark places is because I can come out. When I used to live in a dark place, I never come out. I was there all the time. One of the worst times for me to be awake was after midnight, after I got done playing some music late at night, because that's when all evil was going in my mind. I didn't like that time of the day. I couldn't get up. Do you know something? Some well-meaning people that didn't have the light of the Jesus that helped me told me what was wrong with me. Told me I was going to hell. And I said, I don't like you. Back, I said a few other things. And I said, if people like you are in heaven, I don't want to go. Was I mad at God? No. I didn't know God. Was I mad at people? Yeah. Was I mad at me? Hell. It was a dark world. What kind of light do I need? I think we take the light that God wants to shine, we can go anywhere. And they won't get mad. since I've understood that the only light I have is the light of my God, my Lord, my Savior. They haven't gotten mad at me. Say, hey, preacher, there's no place for you. Get out of here. I ride a Harley. I put on my Facebook a picture of my bike and I said, there it sits, while it's snowing outside. What I want to ask you today is, what light is shining through you? Your pastors told me that you folks are want to grow, to be a light to cattle, to be out and functioning, how you're trying to find your place. I'll tell you your place in the single. Your life needs to be the Jesus in you and how he meets your need. And that will send you where you fit. You wouldn't send me to China. I don't know hardly anything about it. And I'm not really that interested. But you know, there's some people sent to China as an ambassador for Jesus Christ who wouldn't write a heart. What do you need? Jesus will meet it in your heart. What do you need so the light shines bright? He knows. There isn't anything about you that's not, he can't use. And he loves about you. God loves you so much. And he cares about you. And he cares about people. I don't know what different Bibles you like to read from. I read from quite a few. The Message Bible tells about our scripture today, this one. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, do you think I'm going to hide you under a bucket? Do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine! Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Here's the key, folks. By opening up to others, you're going to prompt people to open up to God. I don't have to make people say, open up to God. All I need to be is open to my God. And then people will do that on their own. I'll just share this last personal bit. As to where closing. Through what I shared with you with addiction led me to a career in addiction. I was a therapist working in substance abuse for a number of years. And because of my love for Christ, I had one interview right before I got the position that God used to help my family and help me. The one right prior to that, I had an interview. I didn't get the job because they were concerned when I put in all my likes and the things that I do outside of work, and much of that included my church family. They were concerned that I might be too religious. They didn't know me, but that was fine. I got this job. That job was wonderful for me, my home and my family, changing me and helped me to grow and helped me to learn. I got called into the office one day, and it was the big boss. And he sat down and he said, I have to ask you a question. Do you use the name of Jesus in your counsel? Well, I knew. That wasn't wise, and I knew that wasn't part of the program. In my heart, I thought, who's talking about me? Who said something bad about me? That's really what my first insight was. But then I looked and I said, well, Dan, that's against the rules. And I've been taught to be honest and follow the rules. And then he got a big smile. He said, Ed, the reason I called you in here is anybody that's around you for any length of time, they know who your God is. You don't have to tell them. Amen. I guarantee you, if you let Jesus be your light, you don't have to say much. He'll do it for you through your life. And other people will then. And then if they say, who is your God? It's Jesus. You don't have to say a much. As long as you let Jesus be your light. And remember, you are like the man in the moon. You have no light of your own that's really of any value. And God has a way of putting that light out and giving us true light. Let's pray. Lord, I've given all that I have. I've given everything that you've shown me. And now I know that you take it and you make something good of it. Because you speak to each one here. You speak to them and you know them in such a way. And it goes in the soil and it will produce the reason it was sent. And so now I confidently believe that. I believe that whatever somebody received today will produce fruit and will produce in their life. And it will be good and it will not return unto you void. So I thank you for that opportunity. And I honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.